Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 19th of August, with the four-day Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival at York starting on Wednesday. Moulton trainer Richard Fahey, who has been the leading trainer at York for the last seven seasons, has his string in fine form, recording significant victories last Saturday at both Ripon and Deauville in France. Baccarat, owned by veteran Yorkshire-based Sir Robert Ogden, landed the £70,000 at William Hill Great St Wilfrid Handicap at Ripon, while Sandiva, ridden by Frankie Dettori, won a Group 3 race for two-year-old fillies at Deauville. Well, there's a seven-race programme today, Monday at Thirsk, starting at 2 o'clock. It's a family day meeting, and Bondi Beach Boy goes for his seventh win of the season when he lines up in the handicap race for sprinters at 3 o'clock. While Someone's Darling is my selection in the handicap race for three-year-olds over seven furlongs at 4 o'clock. Then it's on to York for 4 days of world-class racing starting on Wednesday. Well, the opening day features the richest race ever staged at York, the Group 1 Judmont International Stakes, over the extended mile and a quarter. Now boasting prize money of £750,000, the race is sure to include Al Kazim, who is going for his fourth consecutive Group 1 win. 1 mile specialist Toronado is expected to be in the lineup, along with Irish Derby winner Trading Leather. Well, leading St Ledger contenders can state their claims in the Neptune Investment Management Great Voltager Stakes. The Darley Yorkshire Oaks is featured on Thursday, Ladies' Day on the Naismire, and Newmarket trainer Lady Cecil has a couple of classy contenders in this Group 1 contest, Riposte and Wild Coco. Leading two-year-old fillies take part in the Connolly's Red Mills Lowther Stakes. Well, the best sprinters in the business face the starter in Friday's principal race, the Group 1 Coolmore Nunthorpe Stakes. Frankie Dettori is on board the South African-trained Shia Shia, while Hambleton trainer Brian Smart is represented by Movie Star, one of whose owners is Harry Redknapp. Well, former winner of this famous race for sprinters, Soul Power, is set to be ridden by Johnny Murta. The big race for stayers, the Weatherby's Hamilton Insurance Lonsdale Cup, also takes pride of place on Friday. And Europe's richest handicap race on the flat, the Betfred Ebor Handicap, will be as competitive as ever on Saturday. And leading juveniles put their reputations on the line in the Irish Thoroughbred Marketing Gimcrack Stakes. Altogether, there's record prize money of £3.2 million on offer over the 4 days at York, and racing begins at 1:55 on the first 3 days, with a 2:05 start on Saturday. On Saturday evening, it's the ladies and gents evening at Redcar, starting at 5:30, with prizes for the best-dressed lady, gent and couple. It's the Moulton Stables Open Day on Sunday, and also racing at Beverley, a family day fixture on the Westwood, starting at 2:20. Well, next Monday is a bank holiday, and that means racing at Ripon, with a first race time of 1:55 at Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse. As usual on this day, the Ripon Champion two-year-old trophy, a listed race for juveniles, is the main race, complemented by the Ripon Rowles Handicap Stakes over 1 mile. Enjoy your racing.